In her small room in Port Royal Prison, Elizabeth waited. She was tired and closed her eyes. Then she heard the sound of keys, and a guard opened the door. "Come quickly," her father said, stepping out of the shadows behind the guard. "What's happening?" Elizabeth asked. "You can return to England," Governor Swan said. "I've found a ship for you. Hawkins, the captain, is an old friend of mine." They ran quickly out of the prison. The governor took Elizabeth to a waiting vehicle pulled by two horses, but she refused to get in. "I'm waiting for Will," she said. "We can't wait for Will's help," the governor said. "I'm not going to watch my daughter die." He pushed her inside and put a gun in her hand. Then he shut the door and quickly drove the vehicle to the ship. Near the port, the governor slowed the horses. Two men were waiting in the shadows. One of them wore a captain's hat. The governor jumped down from his seat and hurried to the men. "Captain Hawkins," he said, happy to see his friend. But Hawkins didn't answer. The captain fell to the ground, covered in blood. The governor realized that the other man in the shadows was holding up the captain's dead body.
"Good evening, Governor," the second man said, slowly cleaning blood from his knife with a cloth.
Swan knew the man, Mercer, Beckett's assistant. Governor Swan ran back to the vehicle. "Elizabeth!" he shouted. Mercer called some soldiers. He smiled as he opened the vehicle door. It was empty.
"Where is she?"
Mercer said angrily. "Who?" Swan asked nervously. Mercer pushed the governor against the vehicle and shouted,
"Elizabeth!"
"She never listened to me," the governor said, and smiled.
"Take him away,"
Mercer ordered the soldiers.